With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration will be allowed to suspend approval of illegal immigrants as a lawsuit plays out.
Under the order, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump took office must still be processed. Melissa Keeney, an attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project, says tens of thousands of refugees will still have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States. Trump's executive order said the program would be suspended because communities taxed by record levels of immigration can't absorb large numbers of migrants. The court sided with President Trump and the Department of Justice and narrowed a decision by a judge in Seattle. The panel pointed to a 2018 Supreme Court decision that upheld the president's travel ban during his first term that targeted mostly Muslim countries. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, PBS and NPR officials are set to appear before the House DOGE subcommittee Wednesday as they prepare for questions about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through an over $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Both PBS and NPR have been slammed for their far-left programming while being funded by American taxpayers. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the Trump administration will work to distance Russia from China in the same way that President Nixon worked to distance China from Russia. Senator Tom Cotton is praising President Trump for being vigilant about the growing threat from China.
I think a successful China policy 4 years from now would be Donald Trump handing the reins to the next guy without having had any conflict over Taiwan, with the peaceful status quo remaining in place, and with our military and Taiwan's military being much stronger.
Senator Cotton is the author of a new book. It's called Seven Things You Can't Say About China. This is SRN News. Thousands marched in Toronto's pro-Hamas rally despite Jewish objections.
Several thousand demonstrators rallied in downtown Toronto over the weekend, joining millions of others around the world. The annual event shows support for Palestinians and protests against the Israeli government. A Canadian Jewish advocacy organization had called on authorities to cancel the rally. The group argued that it promotes anti-Semitic rhetoric and glorifies extremist ideologies. Toronto's Jewish community has seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents over the past 18 months. George Williams, SRN News.
Over 70% of Palestinians support Hamas. Relief groups continue to provide assistance to residents recovering from deadly and destructive weather that recently struck Missouri and other states. Samaritan's Purse says it's working closely with local churches and officials to coordinate relief efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency is also responding to needs in Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Robo-taxi service Waymo adds Washington, D.C. to its expanding list of U.S. markets.
But passengers will have to wait until next year until they can take a riderless spin around the nation's capital. For now, Waymo's robo-taxis will continue to map Washington streets with a safety driver sitting behind the wheel to take control of the vehicle should something go wrong. Waymo's robo-taxis currently provide service in Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Austin, Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
Washington gun buyers would have to get a permit before they could purchase a gun under a bill expected to get a Senate committee vote on Thursday. Opponents say it violates the Constitution. The bill has already passed the Washington House. President Trump signs an executive order requiring people to provide documents proving their citizenship when they register to vote. More details at SRNNews.com.